Hi everyone, and welcome to the latest midweek podcast. We're in Psalm 121 today. It's just been lovely to be immersed in the Psalms through our summer preaching series, and also through saying them, some of the Psalms now, every week when we gather together at church. Such a blessing for us. Psalm 121 is 71 psalms away still. We've just got to Psalm 150, which by my reckoning means it's going to be 14 or 15 years till we get to it. On a Sunday, assuming we carry on with our current pattern, but it's such an encouraging psalm. I thought we ought to have a sneak preview, so we're going to do that now. Let me read Psalm 121. A song of ascents. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. What's the big message of this psalm? It's going to be okay, because the Lord is watching out for you everywhere, all the time. We need to hear that, don't we? So often. So did the psalmist who wrote this. So did those who first sung it. It's a song of ascents, we're told. It's one of the 15 psalms of ascent, Psalms 120 through to 134, which were gathered together to be sung by God's people as they headed up to Jerusalem for the religious festivals God told them to observe. It begins with the psalmist, verse 1, lifting his eyes up to the hills. And we sometimes read that as if the hills are a place of safety and delight. Maybe you've been away this summer and been in a hilly or a mountainous place and enjoyed looking up and just feeling such delight as you see great landscapes towering above you. But I don't think that's how we're to read it here. I think the psalmist sees the hills as a place of real threat and danger. This was just mentioned, a psalm that was sung on the way to Jerusalem. Jerusalem was a place up in the hills. What were the roads like on the way there? Well, they could be very tricky. They were isolated places. There were robbers and bandits lurking there. You'll remember the parable of the Good Samaritan, where Jesus tells a story about a man going the other way, coming from Jerusalem down the hill towards Jericho, who got set on and left for dead. That sort of thing happened to many who travelled on those roads. So you can imagine here the pilgrims looking up, thinking, I know Jerusalem is up there and I'm nervous. How am I going to get there safely? How am I going to find the help that I need to survive? Just like centuries later, maybe, we think of Jesus setting his face like flint towards Jerusalem, we're told in the Gospels, knowing that was the place where he had to go, and knowing what was going to happen to him when he got there. That question on his mind, how am I going to get through okay? Where am I going to find the help that I need to do what I have to do? Just like here we are, centuries on from him, looking ahead to all sorts of things that make us nervous, perhaps. A new term. For some, starting in new schools. For quite a number of our young people, beginning life at university. For some parents in the church family, waving children off to university as they begin to leave home for the first time. That's a massive thing. Redundancy. Job searches in a market that doesn't seem very lively at all at the moment. Looking at the news, seeing the stories of a significant rise in COVID cases, at least, even if not hospital admissions or deaths. A threat, potentially, of more restrictions on our freedom again. The government tightening things up because of the virus. Maybe more personally, it's stuff others don't really know about, a health scare. Or learning to live with some health condition, physically or mentally. Thinking, how are we going to manage this? relational issues, perhaps, a marriage that's far more difficult than anyone else knows, a family situation, things with friends that are very difficult. Maybe it's just fearing what it's going to be like following Jesus in this country over the next few years for ourselves, perhaps especially for our children. Yikes, we think, is this going to be okay? How are we going to make it through? Where are we going to find the help that we need? And, well, the answer the psalm gives is just amazing, isn't it? Verse 2. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who has such power. That verse reminds us he made everything. And what's he doing? Imagine you had a highlighter pen in your hand and you just looked through and highlighted recurring words in this psalm. What's one of the words that turns up most of all? It's the word watch. God is watching. 5 times it's mentioned. Verse 3, verse 4, verse 5, verse 7, verse 8. What's the big thing God is doing? He's watching over his people intently, verse 3 says. He sees even if our foot begins to slip unceasingly, verse 4. You and I, unconscious, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours a day, whatever it might be, however long it is we sleep. None of that for the Lord. Always watching. He never slumbers, never sleeps. He's always watching his people closely. Close to us as our shadow is, verse 5. Why? To protect us, so that we won't be harmed, verse 6 and verse 7. And this wonderful promise, therefore, verse 8, the Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Everywhere and all the time, God is watching. Do you get the picture? Picture yourself, perhaps, having read this psalm, little you, little me, picking our way forward into this intimidating landscape, whatever it might be, up into all kinds of challenges and things that we might fear, things that we might face. We look so vulnerable, don't we, little you, little me, in that landscape. And yet, do you see what this is saying? God is watching his people. But like a light from a police helicopter shining down on someone wherever they go. Except that sounds perhaps a threatening thing. This isn't. God is always watching out for his people with his caring gaze, making sure that they'll be okay in the end. It doesn't necessarily mean the things that we might fear won't happen. Think of Jesus. The cross happened when he got to Jerusalem. And yet even so, he had this deep confidence it would be okay because his father was watching out for him. Is that a comfort? I hope so. It should be. God is watching his people. It will be okay in the end. Let's pray and thank him. We thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for your watching care, for your gaze on all your people. Every single one, your gaze on us so intently, not to accuse, not to harm, but to protect and to make sure we're safe in the end. And as we look ahead to so many things that concern us, you know what those things are for each of us. We pray that you would give us this deep assurance. This is how much you care for us. And we pray that you'd help us to encourage one another with these things. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And let's pray now for children and young people in our church family heading off to or back to school and off to or back to university as well. We pray, Father, for our young people. We thank you so much for them. And we pray for them with all the new challenges they face, whether that's just returning to school or university or beginning again in a new place. And we do pray especially for those students heading off for the very first time. We thank you for the way that you've kept our youngsters over recent months, for your kindness to them in so many ways. And we pray for them now that you would give them a deep confidence in your watchful care of them. Help them to look to you, to trust you, to walk closely with you in every way. We pray especially for those heading off to new places, to university for the first time, that in your kindness you would give them close fellowship with other Christians in other local churches. And we pray that you would grow them significantly in their faith in the years to come. For your glory, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the midweek podcast. Do join us this evening for our prayer meeting. Details in the email about the podcast. Just to remind you there, we'll get going at 8 o'clock. If you can join a minute or two early, that's brilliant. But we'll pray from 8 till just after 9. Hopefully see some of you then.